This is the Joint Franchise Podcast with information and conversations about the fast-growing opportunity for entrepreneurs with the Joint Chiropractic. Joining me now is Kathy Bott. Kathy, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm terrific. Glad to speak with you. You have currently three locations. Is that correct? And where are they at?
Yes, we're all in Florida, Central Florida, one in Orlando. It's a Dr. Phillips location. One is in Windermere, Florida, and the other one is Winter Garden, known as the Hamlin section. So it's a Hamlin clinic.
And potentially another one opening soon. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. Thank you for saying that. We're about 6 to 8 weeks away from opening another clinic in Orlando itself. Orlando is quite large. So it's about 3 miles from where my other clinic is, but the need is so great right now that we do have more and more clinics opening.
How long have you been with the Joint?
Since 2015. I opened my first clinic in Windermere in August 27, 2015. So, and then I opened a second clinic in November of 2015. And then I opened the third one in 2020, middle of COVID.
Wow.
So it was all of them have different challenges and experiences, but I'm happy to say I'm still excited and really believing in the brand and opening a fourth one.
I'm so glad to hear that. What were you doing before you joined the Joint?
I have a degree in engineering. I grew up in New Jersey. And I worked as an engineer for a while. Then I got married, raised three kids. They're doing great. They're all in the New York area. My husband's a physician, so I moved around with him, helping him open his private practice. And during the process, I learned how to do medical billing and opened my own medical billing company, helping other doctors. And that's pretty much how, but my husband got tired of the cold weather and we decided to move to Florida. We were looking for chiropractors to add to his private medical practice. Mm. And that's how I came across the Joint in doing the research to hire chiropractors, that it was a great concept, which was directly relating patients to the doctors without having to deal with insurance or making any appointments. And I thought this was a great concept because chiropractors' insurance billing is terrible.
Yeah, that sounds like you were attracted to the Joint right away. How did you first hear about them?
Online, just online. No one knew about anything. There was nothing out there. It was just a Google search of hiring chiropractors. And because I said, who can offer no insurance? That makes total sense, because at that time, in my billing practice, I was billing for a chiropractor, and it was my biggest headache, to so to speak, in a nice way, because nothing was getting approved by insurance, and the patients were already seen by chiropractors, and the patients didn't want to pay something where they had insurance. So it was, I saw all that, and I said, there's someone here who's saying we can do chiropractic without insurance. It totally still blew me away, and I still believe in that concept tremendously. And I think it really, really helps the doctors and the patients, because the doctors can actually take care of the patients hands-on and do real traditional chiropractic that they're taught to, that they study for, instead of worrying about tons and tons of paperwork that the insurance companies ask them to do.
So the doctors you work with are thrilled to not have to run the business, and the business owner takes care of that so the doctors can do what they do. Do I have that right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They get a certain look on their face when they made a difference to the patient.
Yeah.
And so with chiropractic, it's instant, because they get up from that table and they're like, yes, I feel great. It was great. And the doctors, you know, their adrenaline starts moving as well, because they want to help as many people as possible. So the Joint allows them to do that.
What traits or values do you see an owner having that would make them very successful as a franchisee with the Joint?
One of the reasons why I purchased three licenses, because I had three children. And I always felt that you want to be your authentic self. I kind of want to make sure that the patients have the best experience when they come in our clinics, but the staff also needs to be taken care of. Their needs are heard and taken care of. And in turn, and also have fun. Learn to engage with each other, get along, just like what you do teach your kids in a playground, or it's the same concept just with adults in a work environment. So I didn't have any magic formula, but I knew how to be a mother. And it's as simple as it sounds, but that's what I worked on. I didn't really concentrate on a lot of numbers. Like, you want to help people? We have a platform here that the Joint provides. Let's make the most of it and have fun. And along the way, people start coming, you know.
Let's talk about more things that the Joint provides. What sorts of tools or support do you typically see from the corporate team helping you market your business or operate your business?
So I feel the Joint has a lot of programs in place, a lot more than they did in 2015, and it really helps. It's not a cookie cutter business as such, even though it's a franchise, but the resources are all there, whether it's marketing. And the main thing is people. If I call the marketing department, I said, I need help to figure out what this is. They'll get me in touch with the corporate people that handle the marketing. They'll keep me in touch with the franchisees who are having best practices, and they will kind of connect me. And of course, then it's up to me to decide what I'm going to learn and how I'm going to be educated and how I'm going to implement this in my own practice. So if I need to speak to a franchisee in California that has a great experience, they will connect me to them, and then they'll become my point of contact. So I really appreciate that.
Do you talk to the other franchisees frequently?
Yes, yes. And going to some of the national conferences that the Joint holds has a lot of value as well, because it really connects you, as I said, from franchisees from California or from Midwest or, you know, anywhere in Wisconsin or any all over the country. And everyone has their own experiences and their stories. And honestly, that's one of the best part about the conferences, because the conference is meant to, I'm sure, to learn a lot of new things, but to just be in touch with one another face to face. And I think it really helps. And yeah, some of them, like, even if I haven't spoken to a seasoned franchisee for a long time, I know if I need help, I call them, they will call me back right away. And I'm at a position to do the same right now to a lot of new franchisees.
I love that idea of paying it forward for some of the new franchisees who may be coming on board. Let me ask you this. If I was a new franchisee coming on board, what advice would you give me about the Joint?
Really pay attention to what the corporate, the training offers. Talk to as many people as possible. Talk to people in the franchises in the nearby areas. Go visit the clinics and learn the process. I was in the clinics myself in the beginning. I was a wellness coordinator. I was not a chiropractor, but I would be in the back listening to the chiropractors, visiting other clinics, talking to other franchisees that are not chiropractors. Even if you are a chiropractor, I think it's good to know the business side of it, because this is retail chiropractic. But just have as much exposure as possible. And I think the Joint allows you to talk to as many people as possible. And if you have the entrepreneurial spirit, you want to help people, you want to make a difference, because yet there are still so many, I don't have the stats, but that are not educated about chiropractic and how it benefits them. So I think the more clinics open up, the more awareness will be there. And I mean, to be honest, the clinic that I opened in 2015 to the one that I'm about to open, there's a huge difference. I just went to Ferguson, the appliance store, and the sales rep who was helping me said, I had a Joint coffee mug. And he's like, which office gave you that? Because they only gave me ice pack. I said, Joint, you know, and he was not a patient at one of my clinics, but I said, great. And he just couldn't stop talking about the Joint. I have such a great experience. I go from work. There was another one far away from me, but now they just opened one right near where I live. And I go there all the time. And I told my wife to join. So we're having a conversation at a plumbing store about the Joint. And that awareness was not there 8 years ago. It's there. So
Nice to
in
have
my
that
house.
brand awareness in
Correct.
many communities across the country now. Let me ask you what your typical day looks like. How do you start, and what are some of the things that you typically do in a work day?
So it's a little bit different now since I have a leadership in place because I have a operations manager and a director of chiropractic operations. So it's a little bit different, but I manage to make sure that in the morning I'm looking at all the reports that are coming in from the day before or the night before. And we need to make sure that everything that we need in the clinics is there when we open our doors at 10 o'clock. The employees are there. Whatever they need, we have. Whatever the patients need, we have. The supplies are there, the services, the promos that are there, that we are ready to basically make sure that the patients come in and they get their best experience that we can possibly give them. I'm not working as much like I was when I was doing the 10 to 7 shifts. At the same time, I'm still really, really engaged with the clinics and the staff. We have between the three clinics right now about 18 chiropractors, some full, most full,
Wow.
one, some part-time, and some sometimes, per diem. And we have about 12 wellness coordinators. You know, it's a busy, busy clinic. We're seeing a lot of patients, but it took a while to be where we are now. Nowadays, the new clinics are ramping up much faster because the brand awareness is there. You open, and the marketing program is very, very strong. So, when we first opened in 2015, we started the marketing after we opened. But now, the processes that are set in place from the new other from franchisees and from corporate, that there's so much marketing done ahead of that that they're going to be busy from day one once they open.
How is the joint helping you meet your personal and professional goals? And is there anything that you can do now that you weren't able to do back when you were an engineer?
Have more time for my family, which is important. I get a lot of satisfaction of what I'm doing right now. I was an engineering major, and an engineering degree was because my twin brother was an engineer, so I just followed without thinking of it. This was something that I went into it not thinking that it what was at the end. But it was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to give back. I wanted to help. And you, what better satisfaction than to help the community that you live in, which makes me feel really, really satisfied. I live in Windermere. The joint that we have in Windermere is where I also in that same shopping plaza. I go to the grocery store there. I go to the gym there. I go to the bank there. I go to the Walgreens there. So I see some of the patients that are in the same plaza. So that makes me really feel good. And also to keep a very, very patient-centric clinic, because I said, if this patient has a bad experience, they're going to see me at the grocery store and going to say, it was your clinic, so I don't
Yeah.
want that.
Yeah, that being part of the community is really two-sided, and I think it makes us all better business operators too. So last question, anything else you really enjoy about owning your own business, specifically the joint?
I always had the entrepreneurial spirit. And my husband had a medical practice that was our own business, but it's not the same thing as having a retail business. And we were always looking for some sort of a retail business, but I wanted a retail business that had to meet some of my criteria because I didn't want to go just like out of control without having any experience on knowing what's going on. So I didn't want any business that had a lot of inventory. I didn't want a business with a lot of employees, and I wanted to be healthcare. And so that met my criteria of a joint. And now I absolutely love it because it's still healthcare. It's helping people and healthcare. They're two different things sometimes. And at the same time, I can have fun in the business, which is also important. And every time if somebody's unhappy or somebody has a bad review, I answer all the reviews because I want to know what's going on. Why did someone not have a good experience? And I will personally call them myself. Not as much now, but in the beginning, I would take that personally. Like, how can I make it better for you? I took, just like you would to your own child if he fell on you know, in the playground. You want to fix them. So I feel like if you just don't concentrate on the numbers as much and just seeing that this is a proven concept, and it's especially in today's environment, it works, the numbers and everything else will follow.
Kathy Bott, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate everything you shared, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Joint Franchise Podcast. For more information about a franchise opportunity with The Joint Chiropractic, visit thejointfranchise.com.